As I was looking over this gospel this week, it reminded me of a time when I was out visiting with another seminarian. This is back in the summer of 1998. I still hadn't been ordained a priest yet. And I was studying in Rome, and they sent myself and another brother from Rome to California. California, Oregon, Washington, and Arizona were the states that we were supposed to drive around in and visit our benefactors, people who had been contributing money to the seminary and keeping us going for years. And we had brought them rosaries blessed by the Pope and some other little booklets and things from Rome as a little token of appreciation. And so we started there in Los Angeles, and I was going, they gave us a list, long list of people, and obviously we couldn't visit every one of them. And so I was going down the list and looking at the people, and I saw this lady who had been giving $50 like clockwork every month. And it went back 10 years like that or more. And I thought, you know, that's not a huge sum of money, but when you add all that up over all those years, it's quite a chunk. And I just, that fidelity and that constancy, I said, she deserves a visit. We'll give her a call. And so I called her up, and she was just overjoyed. She was just crying for joy on the phone and said, oh, it'd be so wonderful. Yeah, come over. And just thought that was just wonderful. And so we went to visit her. She lived in a public housing project in Watts. And we got to her apartment, you know, small little two-room thing, kind of kitchen-living room combination with a bedroom and a bathroom off of that. And she began to tell us her life story. She and her husband had left Scotland after the Second World War and originally went to Canada. They were there for a couple years, and her husband was able to find a factory job in Los Angeles. And so they moved down to Los Angeles. He started that job, and she cleaned the rectory at their local parish for many years. He died young, about 5 years before he completed the time that he needed to get a pension. And so there was no pension from his income. And she got no pension from the rectory, of course. So basically, she lived off of Social Security. And from that, she was giving us $50 a month. And all she kept saying was, I wish I could do more. I wish I had more money that I could give. I think it's so wonderful that all of you are studying for the priesthood and so on and so on. I wish I could do more. And that was what she kept saying. And we were just astounded because she was giving probably somewhere between a quarter and a third of her income to us already. And so that was amazing. And then we look at the first reading, and we have another widow in sort of the same situation. Here, Elijah had been prophesying that if the Israelites didn't turn back to God and faithfully observe the commandments, that there would be a huge drought come over the land and famine would ensue. And of course, when that started, then they all wanted to kill him. And so he's on the run here, and he arrives to this little town of Zarephath, and he sees the widow. And I don't know if there was a dress code among prophets at the time, or he was just so famous that she knew who he was, but she recognized him, we saw in the reading, as a man of God. And he asked her for a glass of water, and then for some food. And she had no food, or very little. And he said, first give me some, then prepare for you and your son, and your flour will not run out, nor your jug of oil. And she had faith in God's providence. She had confidence in this man of God and his word, and did as he instructed. And sure enough, for a year, they ate from that container of flour and that jug of oil. And so we see that sense of dependence on God. That as much as I want to control all the factors in my life and think I have everything planned out, that at the end of the day, we all depend on God. And the widow understood that in the first reading. obviously the widow in the gospel as well. And we need to have that refreshed in us. That sense that we are creatures before our Creator. All of the gifts, all the talents, all the opportunities that we have in our lives are part of His providence for us. And one of our natural responses to His goodness and generosity should be to give in return, to show our thanks, to show our dependence, to show our love. And just have that sort of idea always present, that the sun came out today because God wanted it that way. And that all that I have, the opportunities and so on, is God's providence. And if we keep that before our eyes, it allows us a beautiful perspective on life and the things that God does for us and then the things that we can do for God. And then we have to think of our parish here like a big family. And it really is. We're all called together here as God's children. We've been baptized, adopted by God as His children. And this is the home that He calls us to as His children. And just like in any household, for things to be harmonious and wonderful, everyone has to have sort of a sacrificial attitude. If all the sacrifice falls on mom, or all the sacrifice falls on dad, and no one else goes out of their way to do anything for anybody else, that's not a happy house. And we know that we all have to kind of pull our weight around the house so that everybody is happy and everybody is contributing. Well, it's the same thing here. We all have to participate. We all have to make sacrifice. And that's what increases our bond together, our joy together, our love together, because we're mutually aiding one and another. And that's what God calls us to do. And so we think about these beautiful ideas in these readings. And then we come to the second reading, which is sort of an anomaly in the middle of this. It talks about, St. Paul is talking about how the power of the sacrifice of Christ, and how it was done once and forever, and takes away all of our sins. So if it's not amazing enough that God created us and brought us into being out of nothing, and then gives us all the blessings and opportunities that we have in our lives, our talents and so on, in addition to that, He takes away our sins and opens for us the gates of heaven for perfect happiness throughout all eternity. And so, how great is our God? How generous, how loving. And if we could only respond in a small fraction in kind. And so, these are the things that we think about today. And there was So we'll think about these ideas of generosity and participation and being one group, welcoming, open, and loving together, participating, helping, mutually supporting each other. So that when I say I'm a member of St. Clement Parish, I say it with joy. I say it with a smile. And I say it knowing that there are 1,800 some odd people out there who would help me and support me, and I would do the same for them.